or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, May 20th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Joining us on the air right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office there in Sheboygan, downtown Main Street. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, I kind of pushed the envelope a little bit as far as being outside of your guys' normal work hours. Dr. Gary fantastically responded by text messages as late as, I think, 10:30 at night. We had somewhat of a medical emergency for a good patriot friend of ours, Brett Gooding, and he experienced a really bad situation with his back. He was bending over, and he was trying to lift something very heavy, and throughout his back, and he texted me, he called me, and he's like, okay, what should I do? And I said, well, first of all, let me get a hold of Stacy, let me get a hold of Dr. Gary, and see their availability to meet with you. You need to have Dr. Gary put his hands on you to find out what the heck's going on in your back, and see if you can possibly, you know, fix something you did. You threw out a disc, you got a pinched nerve, something's going on back there. So sure enough, Dr. Gary was so nice, he reached out to him late at night, scheduled an appointment, saw him, got him into the office there in Sheboygan, and sure enough, L4, L5, sciatic nerve, pinched. Stacy, he was so bad, he told me that he couldn't even walk without a cane. I mean, he literally was just staggering to try to take baby steps and was afraid he was going to fall over. Well, he reached out to Dr. Gary, had a chiropractic adjustment, got up off the table, and could walk without the cane. That's number one. But he was very interested in the laser light therapy treatments that you do and what Dr. Gary's able to do. But he had some heart issues that he had to talk to his cardiologist. Well, Dr. Gary actually researched and found out that using it on his back below the waist area wouldn't impact his heart in any way, shape, or form. So he was able to get one of those treatments. And over the weekend, he called me and he said, you and Stacy can absolutely talk about this on the radio. Listen to this. This is the best testimonial I've ever heard. He said, if you and Stacy told me that Dr. Gary walked on water, I would believe you. So now he thinks that he's got the healing powers of Jesus. So anyway, but honestly, Stacy, this happens a lot when people aren't used to lifting from a certain way or angle or a certain weight amount. Throwing people's backs out, this is something you and Dr. Gary have been dealing with for years.
It can happen with something as simple as shoveling or raking. So we see the seasonal upticks whenever there's a big snow or the beginning of spring when people are getting out there doing yard work. So it doesn't even have to be heavy lifting. It just, it can just happen in a simple everyday activity. So yes, right. We do see this every day.
Right. Well, one thing though now that is coming into play is Brett told me, much like what I experienced, is that little tingling sensation going on in the cells. After Dr. Gary was able to use the laser on his back, he said, man, I got up and all of a sudden I kind of felt this tingling sensation. And explain that tingling, the ATP. I couldn't explain it to Brett and Tammy. They were calling me on the way back, had me on speakerphone. But I said, you guys need to talk to Stacy about ATP. What is ATP and what is the process that Brett was feeling after getting that laser light therapy treatment?
Well, it could be a couple things. ATP is adenosine triphosphate, and it just provides the energy to drive the support for the healing processes in your body. So it could have been, because you're energizing all of your cells, it could have been either a little bit of swelling going down, or it could have been relaxation of muscles, or both. But you've got a lot of activity going on there. You're just, energizing all your cells to heal and get rid of all the toxins and debris and replicate, etc. So you're just helping the healing process.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is interesting is now that you guys have this, I'm going to call it a 1-2 punch between, fixing the pinched nerves from a mechanical adjustment, getting the vertebrae, flowing the blood properly, the nerves are working, the organs are working, but then following it up with the laser light treatment, I'm calling this the 1-2 punch there at Dr. Gary's office, because basically I could see where Brett's adjustment worked, but then that was the first day. But then he came back after doing the research, and Dr. Gary was comfortable enough to do the laser light on top of it. I just think it's going to expedite the healing process and reduce the swelling, getting things working again. But this not only can be something applied to the back, but this could also be pinched nerves in the neck or something you did in your shoulders, your knees, your hips. I mean, this can happen all over the body.
Right. The manual manipulation was what, would free up, your body and your bones and your and everything for more function. You're just trying to regain that function.
Absolutely. And that could do that. And then, like you say, apply the laser light just absolutely increases mm-hmm. blood flow and all the things going on. I got a text message said that talking about heart, a situation, this person, I think, same as Brett, has a pacemaker. So I just want to verify that Brett told me it was okay to talk about it. Dr. Gary researched and found that the lower back area, when he's laying on his stomach away from the heart, definitely you could treat with the laser light therapy. That's an accurate statement?
Well, that would have to be decided on an individual basis and just to speak with the doctor, you bet.
Okay, very good. Get the doctor's okay on it.
You have to talk to Dr. Gary Willie.
Yes.
And he found out from his cardiologist, what was going to be allowable. So you can go ahead and just talk with the doctor and clear it all with him.
Very good. And again, talking about Dr. Gary, as opposed to necessarily having to reach out or schedule an appointment with your cardiologist.
I don't know for sure. That would be at the discretion of Dr. Willie.
Very good. Excellent. Another question coming in. We've heard you guys talking about this, and we've got some more questions. How do you recommend they proceed? Just pick up the call, pick up the phone, give you guys a call? Is that the best way to handle it?
Absolutely. Call 231-627-4300 and talk to Carlene. She will be happy to make you an appointment.
Very good, good, good. One last thing I did want to talk about real quick. In the process of getting this information out to people, mm-hmm. what has been or what has been the number one question or next couple of questions, what has been people's biggest concerns or the first question they ask you when they do reach out and call you guys?
I think just the wonderment that it even can work. Just knowing that you can actually walk away from this feeling so much better in the same day is just a wonderment. Nobody, has had that before with something other than maybe, pain medication where they could just live their normal lives. So they can have a little more mobility and freedom from the pain. That's what the biggest side effect is from the MLS laser, is that it interrupts the signals to your brain, and so that you can have a better quality of life while it's healing.
Absolutely. One thing I know, I've heard Missy talk about this, and I've heard Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief, the CBD products, they talk about the pain receptors that we actually have throughout our body. Every cell, basically, every organ has these pain receptors. And I think this is one thing that this treatment does that I've noticed since I've had now, I believe, three or four treatments with you, is that pain receptors seem to be turned off, if you will, or something going in on there regarding those pain receptors. Because like you say, you get off of the table after the treatment, and it's like almost immediate how the pain isn't there. It's like something's happening in the way this interacts with those pain receptors.
Oftentimes, yeah, it blocks the transmission from the cells to the brain, and it just decreases the nerve sensitivity. So oftentimes you'll have, you know, little to no pain. Yes, and it does, for many people, take 3 to 5 hours. But you just happen to be one of those, and thank goodness Brett was the other.
Yes, so far, yes. Well, I know there's others as well, but basically, like you say, for the thing to really kick in 3, 4, 5 hours later, maybe even throughout the night, getting some good sleep, and then wake up the next morning. Absolutely. Well, I want you guys to just text me laser, LASER, and I got it stored in my phone for Stacy. And the phone number, again, she mentioned 231-627-4300. And again, they're located at 323 North Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Mulligan's Restaurant. So make sure you do that. And again, Stacy, normal hours of operations that you guys are available, what's the hours there at the office?
It's usually 11 o'clock in Sheboygan, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we really like to have the person's first visit during that time period so that we can consult Dr. Willie for, you know, any necessary, questions. But after that, we could possibly schedule something outside of those hours. But Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, give Carlene a call and make an appointment.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like with Brett, emergency situation.
Sure.
Dr. Gary responded and was great to work with. Tell him thank you very much for doing that, because Brett was at wit's end. He went into the doctor to have them checking out, and all they wanted to do was give him some pain pills.
Right. Well, Randy, you're talking to him right now. He is listening on the radio.
Ah, very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Gary. Greatly appreciate everything you did for Brett. And again, if you have any questions, give him a call, 231-627-4300, or just text me laser, and I'll send you the contact information. Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willie's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just texted over the information to Nick Wallace, J2 Construction there in Petoskey Harbor Springs area. He wanted to get a hold of Stacy for laser. So mention the show and get the new customer Trucker Randy discounted package. Two treatments, Nick, for $99. I believe normally they're $60, but they'll give you a discounted price. Just mention Trucker Randy. You heard it on the show, and they'll take care of you. So definitely, definitely. He's been having back problems for years. Does a lot of heavy lifting on his job while he's constructing and building things. He's always lifting heavy equipment, heavy materials. Man, dude, I'm telling you, you got to go get a laser. First, I would recommend a chiropractic examination by Dr. Gary. Have him feel your spine, figure out what's going on, tell him where it hurts, and let him mechanically put you back in alignment, and then get a laser light therapy treatment immediately after. And it's working great for Brett Gooding. Tammy, she's even had some issues. Dr. Gary looked at her, took care of her on Saturday, I believe, as well. So definitely, definitely get a hold of them and make an appointment. Got a text message from some folks. Did not even know about the upcoming solar plant that they're wanting to build in Sheboygan. Well, first, initially, the Planning Commission meeting is June 18th. It's going to be from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., This is the link to the Planning Commission's packet. Can be found at SheboyganCounty.net/departments/services/planning-zoning. It is their item number 1301. So if you'd like more information, you can contact SheboyganCounty.net. Look through and find the Planning Commission meeting. It's going to be June 18th at 7 o'clock. So that's something that you definitely, definitely want to attend and take a look at. I got this, let's see, going back over the weekend. I contacted the Sheboygan County building, spoke with a gentleman there by the name of Michael. He was very informative, telling me that only the people that received flyers about the upcoming meetings were those that were going to live within 300 feet of the project. That's why our cousin got one. Northern Waters is going to be trying to reapply to update their current application that expired. He said the new package has not even come into their office yet, but they expect it sometime within the next week. So again, Sheboygan County residents, Planning Commission meeting June 18th at 7 p.m. Now, I got another text message, somebody stating that they didn't even realize about this until they heard it on the show. Oh, this is Miss P up in Petoskey. Now, this is interesting because they're calling this Northern Waters Solar Park. They're not calling it a solar farm. They're calling it a solar park. Doesn't that sound nice? That sounds even better than a solar farm. Project update presentation is going to be at the Grant Township Hall, located at 8908 Twin Lakes Road in Sheboygan on Tuesday, August the 13th. EDP Renewables acquired Northern Waters Solar Park, formerly known as Sheboygan Solar Park, from Orion Renewables back in 2023. At the Grant Township Board meeting this August, we'd like to introduce you to our development team, share information, and answer any questions you may have about EDP Renewables and get an update on this project. Project updates will include ongoing studies and assessments, community benefits and economic impacts, project timeline, and provide educational resources. So again, happening in Sheboygan County. Now my first immediate question pops into my head, being that they're going to have a planning commission meeting on this on June 18th at 7 o'clock at the county building. Do they have to approve this? And if they do, and they go ahead and approve it like Ian Murphy and the folks are doing there in Otsego County, is this going to be a way for them to tie these people up in court and keep it in the local court systems? Local judges, for example, in Sheboygan County, will they be able to rule on this case as opposed to it automatically going to outside district courts using the same type of tactics that Ian Murphy and the citizens are doing down there in Otsego County? So we'll talk about that with Ian Moore next Tuesday. But good information, Miss P. Thank you very much for that update, as well as the text about the Planning Commission meeting on June 18th at 7 o'clock, Sheboygan County building. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next